This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll get back to Harper at the half, but we have something more important to discuss. That is Wednesday's matchup between Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera at Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon as we go through the second matchup of the Fritz versus DeCamera Athletic Challenge. Joe won golf on Sunday in a dramatic fashion, and baseball is on Wednesday. We are joined now by WIP brand manager Rod Lakin and the victorious one, Joe DeCamera of the WIP Morning Show. Joe, thank you for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
You as well. And I would just like to give you a congratulations, and you have handled your victory largely like a gentleman, which is one of the few times I can ever say something like that about you, but you have been gracious in your victory. I do not hold the same respect for many of your co-hosts in the morning, but you have handled it like a gentleman.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm a big believer in, you know, crossing the goal line and flipping the ball to the referee, you know, mm-hmm. as I do with my Beat the Hammer victories with regularity.
Yeah.
No strutting with me, and head down, focused, and ready for the next challenge.
Yeah. Regular Barry Sanders you are.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's saying it. So the reason we have Joe and Rod here at the same time is that it occurred to us probably earlier this week when we realized that, oh man, okay, this baseball matchup, this is going to be a big thing now that Joe's gone up 1-0, is we didn't know any of the rules. And it does seem like, when we were thinking about it, that the physical toll this will take on Jack is different than the physical toll it will take on Joe, largely. And we want to make sure that there are rules to so everything is fair. So we're doing this in the fairest way possible. Joe, I think what I'd like to do is bring up some topics and propose some rules and talk through it. Obviously, Rod has the final say. Any thoughts from you before we get to that?
Well, it's good to talk through a few things. I mean, obviously, some stuff's been agreed to, but beyond that, I'm happy to discuss things that you think, because I agree. I mean, we obviously should try to get to a point of fairness on open-ended issues, and let's discuss them.
Okay.
Was that a political statement?
Like, yeah, like, definitely yeah. was.
Like, what
political.
Was that? Was it the first part of a debate?
So the first thing I want to discuss is like a sort of an inning. Most pitchers in between quote-unquote innings get to take a bit of a break. They don't face, unless they're failing, they don't face 10 hitters in consecutively. So what I would propose is after every three at-bats, and Jack, you can tell me how much time you need or how much time you would like, in between every three at-bats, there is a rest period as a pitcher might normally have in this sort of situation. Jack, how much time would you propose?
Like 3 to 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Then, okay.
Joe, what say you?
Well, I wouldn't say every three at-bats. I mean, first off, because there are three at-bat innings, and then there are longer innings. So
three outs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And by the way, my phone's kind of going in and out here a little bit. Just of course.
Interesting timing for that. Wow. Shock that happened.
So, I mean, I think the idea of a rest is reasonable. I mean, I'd want to hear the whole, you know, summation of the other things, you know, you want to get into. But the concept of a rest, I'm open-minded to. I think there's something to be considered there.
Well, okay, like, just so you're aware, I know you're open-minded to it. It is a, like, on our side, it's a prerequisite. Yes. And we can work
it's
out
non-negotiable.
The, yeah, we can work out the time, but on our side, I am not letting Jack. But okay, we'll go to the next one.
Sure.
We want this to be as realistic as possible. You know, Jack is throwing pitches like a normal pitcher throws. If a hitter would have to run to first base for a hit and would also have to jog to first base for a walk, also, even if he hits it and he doesn't think he's going to get a hit, in real baseball, the hitter runs to first base. So what we would like to propose is that in any of these situations, if it's a walk that you have to jog to first like a normal hitter would, and if you hit the ball, you have to run to first like a normal hitter would.
I mean, I intend to run to first base. I mean, I there's never been a point where I've considered otherwise. I mean, if you know, I guess the only thought would have been if, you know, if I walked, you know, theoretically I could stand there if it was just awarding me a first base. But I mean, if you are requesting or demanding that I physically move to first base after being walked or hit by a pitch, I'm happy to do that. I mean, there's no issue there. I mean, obviously, okay, you know, with any ball on the ground or in the air, unless it's in foul territory, you know, I plan on busting it down to first base. That's why I've been amping up my running and getting near full sprint, you know, as we get closer to Wednesday. So I intend, you know, yeah, I got to hustle my butt down there. That's baseball.
Okay.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. We didn't know. We didn't want you standing at the plate when you pop the ball up instead of running it out. Running it out to first base.
Like a real Philadelphia.
Yeah, like a real Philadelphia. Like you hit the ball on the ground to first base. We don't want you to just stand in the box like Cliff Lee. We want you to actually run down to first base.
Look, I intend to. I'll just say this. If I rope a ball to left center field that could otherwise be a double, and I choose not to run, and the left fielder gets it and throws it to the shortstop, and the shortstop throws it to the first baseman,
you're out.
I haven't moved, I'm out.
Okay,
I
mean, all right.
That's my fault.
So, yeah, so what we're saying is this is operating as a normal, and you're not roping the ball to left center field, but if you were to do so.
We would expect you to run, then. We're talking about the outs that you would perceive as an automatic out.
Yes.
Not running to first base.
I mean, there's no scenario in my mind where I wouldn't, you know, be running to first base.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a pop-up, it's going to be in the air until, you know, I'm around first base. Theoretically, I could jog toward it because I got a little bit of time, but like I plan to move to first base. I mean, the whole point of this is for me to get on base four times. And the only way I can get on base four times is my freaking foot has to touch first base.
Okay.
This is such a ridiculous grilling, by the way.
Yeah. Here's the next one.
Of all the things, that was not something I thought would come up.
Don't worry about that. We're focused on
that. Spike's got a list, Joe. Yeah. He's getting started.
Here's the thing, Joe, is that like if we don't what I don't want for everyone is to be in a situation on Wednesday where there's an issue that we hadn't discussed.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. That's
all of a sudden, you're doing your Joe DeCamera beat the hammer thing you do when you lose.
Right. So, yeah, like oh, yeah, I didn't understand.
Everything.
The question was worded
yelling
poorly.
At Seltzer and everything else.
Okay.
Yes.
If there's an error, that does not count on getting on base. Now, in baseball, if somebody reaches on error, that does not count toward their on-base percentage. It is counted essentially as they made an out. So if you reach base on an error, that should not count as reaching base.
Yeah, and I disagree with that. So when Jack and I agreed to this, and we've talked about it many times on the air at WIP, on the air, the agreement was get on base four times. The agreement was not about on-base percentage. And I was very purposeful when I proposed this, and he obviously agreed to it, knowing that it would be advantageous for me to get him to agree to four times on base. That was why I stated it that way. That's what he agreed to. I also purposely did that because I thought it would eliminate ambiguity instead of having, you know, the boogeyman as some kind of, you know, arbiter at the event to try to figure out, you know, something in the hole, is that an error or a hit? So, you know, clearly the easiest way to avoid that scenario of some kind of chicanery is just very simply at the end of the plate appearance, am I standing on first base or not? And that was all part of the thought process.
So let me ask you this, Joe, understanding your thought process. If you were to pop the ball up to shortstop and the shortstop were to drop the ball and you were to wind up on first, in the, I guess, the competitive spirit of what we are doing, you would say that you actually succeeded there and Jack failed?
Yeah, I mean, in
you don't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, he's got to bring. Listen, I proposed to him a month or two ago, go get Mickey Morandini and Milt Thompson and load this thing up with the best defenders you can. Now, it turns out he got some varsity high school baseball team, which is pretty cool. But I mean, listen, I understand that that's the kind of thing that wouldn't work for a player's on base percentage. But I mean, the bottom line is, like, I got to get on base, and if a fielder misses the ball and I'm on base, then I'm on base.
No. Now, I'll tell you this. I would accept nullifying the at-bat and adding an at-bat.
Okay. That's a compromise.
Yeah. But we're not going to have an independent arbitrator there?
You want to get back into arbitration?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll get that guy that settled the Lindros case in 92.
Right, yeah, we'll get him.
This is more important.
I'll keep listening to all your stuff. But
well, let me weigh in real quick.
Yeah, thank you, Rod. You are here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. And last time I was here, I was called a compulsive liar. So yeah.
Well, you are.
Good to be back. Yeah.
You were found out to be a compulsive liar. Yeah.
But I think that sounds fair, too, because we also have to factor in, like Joe mentioned, the White Marsh High School varsity baseball team is going to be on the field. So, A, I don't expect any errors, but B.
Well, what was their record?
But I don't know. But I also don't want to put it on kids.
Right.
Of this competition. Like you said, it's not the spirit of it. So I think that's a fair compromise just to say, let's do another at bat.
If there's an error, then there's another at bat.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool.
Now, Joe, you've repeatedly said get on base 4 times. There's some ambiguity. So the over-under then is 3.5. And if it is under 3.5, Jack wins. And if it's over 3.5, Joe wins.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
If you get on base over 3.5 times, you win. If you get on base under 3.5 times, Jack wins.
No, that's not what we agreed to. What we agreed to was 2 or less, he wins. 3 is a tie. 4, I win. That was very much agreed to and been stated many, many times on the air. Agreed to by both parties.
Do you think a tie is like...
Why is 3 a tie?
You're a tie guy?
Oh, I was shocked he agreed to it. But, you know, he went with 3 as a push. And I was happy that he said that, you know, a month or two ago. And I considered that a win before what I hope will be a win for me. And
okay. Of course that's a win for you. What are you doing, Fritz? Who's your negotiator?
I was just happy to be there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm not a negotiation guy.
Same guy that negotiated 9 holes of match play. Like, I knew what I was doing, guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it.
Well, you spread them out over about 6 weeks, too, which is...
Right.
Yeah.
And let's be real. I need all the help I can get.
I need Modest Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Modest Joe out of here.
I know.
You guys got to remember, I'm going up against a scholarship.
A stud.
I'm going to put you on hold.
My ERA in college is 9.5. You want to keep putting that out there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a daunting task for me, and I'm hoping to do the best.
All
right, right. You are disgusting.
I think that's everything I had.
Well, let's circle back to the first one. Did we get consensus on that?
On a break in between outs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, I think 3 outs is fine to have a break.
Okay.
At worst, can we have like 3 timeouts? Could we, like, call timeout?
Use three timeouts.
By the way, that's another thing. Yeah. I want to find out how many times Joe is allowed to step out of the box and call time. Because you could use it as a, you know, there's a limit to how many times you can do that in baseball. Like, you could use that as a stalling tactic. You could use it to try to get into his head. So how many timeouts does Joe get?
Yeah. How many does...
All right, well, I would say this. I'm comfortable if there's a maximum of 1 time per at-bat. I mean, I believe that's what it is in Major League Baseball, one time per at-bat.
Yep.
So if you want to go... And, Rod, if you can do me a favor and write this down, if you don't mind, because I can't write this right now.
But I can't either.
If only this were recorded somewhere where we could go back and check.
One time per at-bat. Like, I'm fine with that. And then I guess the trade-off would be mound visits. So maybe figure out in the midst of...
I would say that. I thought about that, too.
You think you Jack two, wants one of us coming out there to the mound?
Well, you get two mound visits in inning in baseball.
Okay.
So let's just say two mound visits.
Per inning?
Well, for the whole thing.
Okay. Two mound visits for the whole thing.
Is that enough?
Is that what counting
do have
a show
at 2 o'clock?
Okay. What do you need a timeout? Ron's
like, we still do have to do a show.
Well, like if we're not going to agree to three outs, we take a break.
No, we are. You need to be quiet.
Okay. I'm going to. You don't think I'm doing a good job negotiating?
No, you're negotiating against yourself.
No one better.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm a compromise guy.
Look, I'll agree to the rest of this when it's all together. But I'm very of the mindset that I think that's fair. But I'll agree to that at the end when I feel comfortable with all of it. But I think the idea of three outs that gets a break is the kind of thing that makes sense. But I'll sign off on that at the end.
Okay, so three outs, Jack gets a break. One timeout for Joe per at bat. Two mound visits for the entire 10 at bat thing.
Yes.
Errors. If there is an error, we will have another at bat, and that at bat is nullified. That is what Rod has suggested.
Rod, do you think that's a good compromise, Rod?
I do, but we also need to get a scorekeeper to decide if it's an error.
Well, that's where it does get really tricky. I mean, that's
we'll find somebody good.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be good. Because you guys got to remember, while I have had my share of injuries, I can bust it. So something in the hole, I mean, that's going to be a tough play for a defender as the camera races down there like Juan Samuel. I mean, I'm going to be beating these things out. So just make sure the scorekeeper knows that.
We'll make sure he knows it. Can we just agree that an error is a nullified at bat?
I will agree with that.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, we keep using this term at bat. We should really use the term plate appearance because a walk does not count as an at bat.
Okay, plate appearance. And the other thing I'd like to get out there, and we don't have to settle this now. Whoever decided on the running being 100 yards rather than one lap around a track as 300 yards is outrageous. I want to propose that it should be a quarter mile.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed a shorter thing, and that's where we landed. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's two events away.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, have you just real quickly? Since the original rules were set for any of these, have you called anyone and changed any of the rules at all?
Called anyone?
Like, have you added different caveats and standards? To even after the original rules were set, have you added anything extra that may be perceived as the contest going in your favor?
I mean, I'm racking my head here. Not that I can think of. I mean, I guess we. Like for instance, before we teed off on golf, we decided who would tee off first.
Right. I'm just saying behind the scenes, there was no chicanery where you're like, well, I need this, that, or the other. Because you seem to be unwilling to go back on anything that was agreed upon. I'm just wondering if you have gone back on anything that was agreed upon.
I certainly don't think so.
Okay.
I don't I have.
No. Okay. All right. So is there anything else we need to figure out? I think we need just the time in between outs.
In the scorekeeper.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we get to basketball, we'll have to figure out the nature of, you know, a ref and potentially fouls. You can't just have an open layup and the guy just freaking clobbers you.
Yeah, of course.
Deal with that.
Of course,
I mean,
that's
if we get to basketball. Because, look, Jack might beat me in the next three. I mean,
right, yeah, so unbelievable.
We're still doing basketball.
All five. We're doing all five.
Let me tell you this. There's no way either one of you will ever get an open layup. That means you have to blow past the other guy. This is one-on-one. This is a team. How are you going to get an open layup when there's no one else for you to guard? You're guarding the guy. What are we talking about here?
Well, if the ball bounces far away, you got to go grab it, and maybe that's the way you can do
it. You never know. But, I think...
I can tell neither one of them have played one-on-one basketball.
That's why I said it's going to take 3 hours.
Open layups and what? It's almost unheard of.
Well, we'll see.
I haven't played one-on-one in probably 15 years. Listen, Spike, I think you bring up some reasonable points.
Okay.
Rod, you're going to have to figure out for this air thing who a fair, you know, scorer is. And obviously the person's going to truly have to assess my running down the line versus a high school player's feeling, because, you know, the reality is it's not Jimmy Rollins. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, someone will have to have that feel.
Well, it's not Jimmy Rollins in the field or at the plate.
I would say that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Joe, well, you have a good weekend. And then can we get this all written down?
Yeah, I was writing it down.
Signed off on?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Right. Yeah.
All right, good.
We'll get Justin to write it down.
Yeah. And let me just ask, I mean, did you guys, because, you know, we had a poll this week on the show and our morning show, and Jack was still viewed as the favorite overall, which means obviously people think he's a huge favorite in baseball. Do you worry about him throwing strikes, or do you think he's going to land that ball over the zone?
I don't worry about anything with Jack.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think Jack is prepared. I think Jack, obviously, he had as you were choking the game away on Sunday, he was making a momentous comeback, and then he let that go at the end of the match. I was disappointed in that, but I've never been more confident in Jack. And I've also never been more confident that you're not going to even swing the bat. So
I hope to swing the bat, man.
Yeah, I hope to.
I don't know if you do hope to swing the bat, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I mean, certainly you want to cap it with a, you know, double left center field.
Yeah. Get the ball to the outfield first.
But I'll say this. It's been fun. I hope people enjoy it. I've enjoyed it. Jack, I hope you've enjoyed it. And it's, you know, look, this thing could go the distance. I could lose in four. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, aren't you aware it's going five?
It's
regardless?
Going five.
We'll find out. Listen, this is a big one.
No, we already know.
even if you're up 4-0, we're still playing basketball.
Yeah, we're still
basketball.
Doing
it's
five
their
events,
point.
Yes.
Well,
you did agree to that.
I did it one time.
Oh, God.
Spike, you're a good older brother to your guy, Jack. I want you to know that.
He's a partner.
And I gave you maybe the biggest compliment I've ever given anyone at WIP today. On the air, I said it is possible that your popularity has surpassed Ray Diddy's at WIP. People just love the Ike man. So I just want you to know that.
He's trying to soften
me. Yeah. I appreciate that, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
That's going to be a morning show Twitter poll sometime.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you get out of here? We'll talk to you next week, Joe.
Yes.
All right.
There he is, Joe to camera. Boy, he is.
He is. Listen, we got some special guys at this station, man.
Special is a way to describe it. Yep.
The error conversation was very annoying.
Oh,
I'm already annoyed thinking about like the idea of dropping a pop-up. He's somehow on first base and him thinking that.
But by the way, isn't it? I'm glad that we discussed this because he would be on first base going, I'm on first base.
I know.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt he would be at first base.
Well, and the whole times on base versus on base, like he would. Only he.
And
think of it that way.
You are not allowed to negotiate anything on
it's
your
almost
own.
Like,
ever
goodness,
again.
Yes. Yeah,
it's almost like you get arrested.
Yes.
You tell them exactly.
You're already talking too much. Yes.
Yeah. You're like, well, how about instead of giving me a break, just no.
Yes.
Let me do this for you, buddy. Yeah. So
every three outs, a little break.
Yes.
A little break.
We're not even charging you 3%. You got agents over here, dual agents.
Yeah.
Jack, did you agree to the 100-yard thing? I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. I don't even know if we agreed to anything with the running. No, I thought it was like 50. We were like, maybe like 50 yards. We'll figure it out later.
You want to do a sprint?
Yeah.
No.
Where did you get
either that? One's fine.
What's that?
I don't know. 100-yard.
Somebody mentioned it on air. I don't think it was.
Oh,
it should be a quarter mile. You know, I don't think Joe can even finish a quarter mile. That's why I want it to be a quarter mile.
A sprint would be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Lakin. Enjoy your travels home. Traffic looks great.
Out there, going through the city? Awesome.
Yep, you got to go that way.
Oh, God.
Looks bad.
It does.
I think they moved the shore to King of Prussia. Yeah. All right, coming up next, Jim Salisbury joins us. I think it's the first time Jim's been on. It's definitely the first time Jim's been on the show since I've been on the show. And Jim covered the signing, obviously, of Bryce Harper, the ups and downs. It's so funny, and we'll talk about this with Jim, but like I remember following it. There were ups and downs. And we didn't even know if anything had actually even happened.
Yeah.
You remember, because it was all just ups and downs based on rumors at that point.
Marks and I were literally complaining about Bryce, saying we don't even want him anymore, and then we signed him. It was like within an hour. It was the same thing.
The whole thing was like he loves me, he loves me not.
Right.
Like with the sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
Seltzer and I recorded a whole high hope saying he's not coming. And then we left the studio, and he signed.
Yeah.
The unearthed audio.
February 28th?
February 28th, yeah.
There it is. So Jim Salisbury joins us next to talk about it. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Harper at the half talking about Bryce Harper as we are at the midway point of his 13-year, $330 million contract. One guy that followed that signing quite closely as it was happening is Jim Salisbury. You can hear Jim on the Philly Show with Todd Zielecki and our buddy Ruben Amaro Jr. I guess Zielecki's our buddy, too. Jim Salisbury joins us now. Thanks for giving us the time, Jim.
Yeah, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Actually,
what's up, Jim?
Before we get to the Bryce Harper thing, you know, we were just sort of figuring out the rules for Fritz's matchup with the camera next Wednesday, and we have heard that you have seen Fritz throw more recently than any of us have. So, you know, as someone who has had a catch with Jack Fritz recently, how does the arm look?
That is true. I have what they call a fresh scouting report.
Yes. What's it look like? You know, what would you write on the scouting report if the GM came to you and asked you about Fritz?
I would write, that's a great question. I would write, for an out-of-shape layman, it's a good arm.
Okay. That's about I think we'll take it.
It's, he's got some arm strength and some carry through the zone. We'll see if he can throw strikes. To me, that's the big thing, if he throws strikes. I think Joe will have problems if he throws strikes. But, you know, I don't know if he can throw strikes because, you know, Jack was quite boastful on the first leg of the tournament, and he was fed a large dose of humble pie, it sounds like.
He was.
Sure was.
Yeah. As someone who watched it, it was,
you know,
it was something to behold.
Ike will tell you this. There's an old saying, the great athletes expect to win, but they don't assume they're going to win. And Jack assumed he was going to win, and that's a problem.
Well, that's why no one's called Jack a great athlete. if we're being fair, Jim.
Catching strays over there.
2012 first team All-Chessman.
There it is. That was 13 years ago. So Jim, we're talking about Bryce, and the 6.5 years feels like it's gone by pretty quick. Now, when you look at it all, a lot has happened, but it's just weird to think that we're halfway through this contract that seems like at the time, oh, this contract will just go forever.
You're right. It does seem like it's gone quick. And I remember when he signed it, 13 years seemed like an eternity. And now you're at the halfway point. It has gone by fast. I think he's had a great impact, though. I know some folks will look at it and say, well, they haven't won a World Series yet. But you can't win a World Series alone. I think he's really carried his end of the bargain. I think it's been a really good investment. At the time he signed, $330 million was the largest package ever given to a major league player. And now it's like 10th or 11th because the market just keeps going crazy. I know this sounds funny, but I almost think he's a bargain. I know he's had some injury problems, but, you know, so far that he's put a lot of fannies in the seats and they've won a lot of ball games. And I think it's been a dynamite investment. Maybe, you know, Wheeler's been a great investment, but so has Harper.
Yeah. Has there been anything that maybe that has surprised you about him that you didn't anticipate that we've gotten to sort of learn or know about Bryce during his time?
Well, that's a good question. I'd probably answer that. Nothing has surprised me performance-wise, but maybe like person-wise.
Yeah.
From afar, I heard he was maybe a little difficult to deal with, from a reporter or player standpoint. And I can tell you, he has been nothing but a gentleman, and nothing but accountable, and nothing but approachable and accessible. I think it has a little bit to do with that contract. You know, his agent, Scott Boras, is very conscious about, you know, the image you portray. And I think Bryce is conscious about that. And I think the Phillies talked to him and John Middleton talked to him that, you know, with this humongous contract comes responsibility connecting to the fan base and the community. And you do that through the media. He's been great to deal with from a media standpoint. Like I said, accountable, a gentleman, always there, doesn't duck anything. And to me, that is probably the biggest surprise for me, because I had heard he could be a little prickly when he was in Washington, but I've never seen even anything close to that.
Well, and a credit to him, because your agent can tell you to do this all you want, and the owner can tell you this is what's important to me all you want. But then all of a sudden, when you're in the reality of 162 games and upset fans and, you know, reporters asking you, you know, the same questions, no offense to reporters, but just like the way that it works, and to never crack, really, is honestly one of the most impressive things. Yeah. I wait for him to break. And, like, he never cracks, you know?
Yeah. And no offense taken. That's
yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah, no. It's just that.
That's what we do, and he understands it.
Yep.
He gets it. He kind of knows who the guys that are around a lot, the guys who get it, and he's a real pro. He's a pro in dealing with you. Doesn't suffer fools, but I'll tell you what, he's been nothing but a pleasure to deal with. From my end, I've enjoyed dealing with him. And, you know, some nights when you're watching him, you feel like you have the greatest job in the world. I've done this job a long time. And, you know, watching Jimmy Rollins, watching Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, Chase Utley, Roy Halladay, Zach Wheeler, it's fun to watch greatness.
Yeah.
And it's fun to tell great stories. It's why you get in this business. And Bryce Harper, more often than not, I feel like I'm watching greatness. And he says interesting things and does interesting things, and he's interesting to write about, and he's interesting to talk about. So from my perspective, I've really enjoyed it.
Jim Salisbury with us talking about Bryce Harper. So, you know, we've mentioned a couple times the pursuit and the signing. Do you think that there is another team? We remember the rumors of who was close and who Bryce was interested in signing with. Like, as you followed it, do you think he was ever close with another team? And if it wasn't the Phillies, who do you think it would have been?
Well, I think Dodgers and the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
Both made kind of, you know, very large AAV offers with a shorter term. But he was interested in going to one place and staying a long time and having a big number attached to it. And that was the Phillies. So I think you know, looking at it, it was those three teams. And, you know, to me, it's funny, looking back at that, you know, he's not here. He's not a Philly if Manny Machado says yes. I mean, Manny Machado was the guy they went after first. Manny Machado is the guy they made an offer to first. I think Matt Klentak and his crew were kind of high on Manny Machado because of the defense and the offensive package, the whole package. But it doesn't sound like, you know, from what I recall, their initial offer was what Manny was looking for. The drama played out. John Middleton got involved, was very much interested in Bryce Harper. Then the personal meetings started, and, you know, then they went hard after Bryce. But this could have been a lot different if Manny Machado says yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, covering it, like any free agent drama, it can be stressful. You can't blink. And for me, it really took a turn. I was at dinner one night in Clearwater, and somebody told me that John Middleton's plane is parked at the Las Vegas airport as we speak.
I remember that. Yep.
And that's when I knew that John had rolled up his sleeves and he was going to get something done. And Bryce Harper was going to be a Philly. And within a few days, he was a Philly. And it was a really exciting, exciting time because, you know, when I first started covering the Phillies, they were in a real dark period of a long rebuild. And then they had the great Jimmy Chase, Ryan Ruiz, Cole Hamels, Charlie Manuel era, and that was fun. And then they went dark again, and it got quiet and boring. And, man, Bryce just, you know, I remember the day after he signed in Clearwater, I remember talking to Reese Hoskins, and his eyes were like saucers. He was so excited that, you know, baseball was back. And he was standing outside the clubhouse in Clearwater, and there's a big, you guys might have seen it when you were down there, there's a big mural on the wall outside the clubhouse of the moment they won the World Series in 2008, when the ballpark has just gone crazy and the banners are being unfurled and the players are mobbing each other. It's this huge picture. And Hoskins points to the mural over his shoulder and said, you know, these days are back. And I know they haven't won a World Series, and that's the objective. But the excitement has come back, and baseball is back. And, that, you know, a lot of it started with Bryce Harper. But, you know, it takes the whole team. Zach Wheeler's been a great acquisition. Kyle Schwarber has been a great acquisition. And they have an exciting team that has played in the postseason 3 years in a row. And I believe they're going to play there a fourth season in a row. So, you know, baseball is back, and Bryce Harper, to me, is a very, very big part of it.
Before we let you go, Jim, this year's team, it's a weird team to talk about on the air every day because they're clearly good. They're in first place. They have one of the best pitching staffs I've ever seen in my life. Yet no one seems to, at least from the fan base, I feel like people don't trust the team. So, you know, and you watching them from your vantage point, like, what does your gut tell you, aside from the obvious, yes, they need bullpen, blah, 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 blah. Like, what does your gut tell you about, you know, can this team win the World Series?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, they can win the World Series, but you got to play good. You got to play good for months. And they've played good for months, you know, several times, many times. And Bryce Harper was player of the month last year in May and June. They can play good for a month and win the World Series. To me, it's not a team that's a shoo-in to win the World Series. It's a team that gets in and plays the best. And, you know, having a great starting staff is a great place to – it's a great launching pad. So that's a good thing to have. They have a lot of inconsistency on offense. They need to put together a good month. The bullpen is shaky. That's where the front office needs to come in and I think make a score for a big arm reliever, or maybe even a big arm and a nice secondary arm back there. But, you know, I understand that the fan base doesn't trust them because we put so much stock in October, so much stock in the postseason. And that's fine because that's what pro sports is all about, winning championships. And when you don't win one and, you know, you come up short in the tournament and your offense goes cold 2 years in a row and your bullpen fades 2 years in a row, it kind of smacks at your confidence level a little bit. So I totally understand it. But I really think the foundation of the team is good. I think they're going to get there into October, and then it's about how you play. And I still believe that Dombrowski will do something to shore up that bullpen, and you know maybe they'll get a right-handed bat. I'm not sure there's a right-handed bat out there that puts them over the top, but there's probably right-handed bats out there that would mitigate some of their shortcomings and help nudge it along. But you know, get a good bullpen arm, and I think they will. I really think they will. And then you need your big boys, your Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Realmuto, all of these guys. If you're going to win this thing, you're going to win it with your core playing well in the month of October and the bullpen acquisition that your front office can deliver helping out. And there's so much to this. They finally have a handful of pieces in this farm system that everybody likes, that everybody's excited about. But they're probably going to have to sacrifice one or two of them. But it's time. This is the time to do that because you have a star-studded roster. You have a humongous, humongous payroll. You have huge expectations. You have an odometer reading that is very high with your core is all over the age of 30. You got to win now. You got to win this year. You got to win next year. You have an elite pitcher that is 35 years old. And we all know that, you know, they only have so many bullets. So the time is now. The time is now to try to make something happen. And I'm just fascinated to see where this goes.
You've watched and covered a lot of Phillies baseball. We've given out our sort of Mount Rushmore of Phillies. I would love to hear who you would have on your Mount Rushmore of Phillies.
Wow. You know, pro sports is about winning championships.
Don't tell LeBron that, though. Don't tell LeBron that. Yeah, but yes, yeah. I agree with you.
That's why I have such respect for the Eagles quarterback. You know, I hear this debate that he's this, he's that. He's a champion for me. But anyway, you know, Jimmy, Ryan, Chase, Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels was 24 years old. I mean, I could barely get out of the driveway at 24 years old, and he's putting the city on his back and pitching him to the World Series, you know. You know, Roy Halladay in just two great years was awesome. Curt Schilling. Covering Curt Schilling was awesome because the teams were terrible, and you knew every fifth night he was going to go out there and do something, you know, insanely special. And then after the game, he's going to say something to fill up your notebook and light up your story. So he was great to cover. Those are all my Mount Rushmores. But Bryce Harper is a Hall of Famer. We're watching a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's had injuries, you know, some of them are those type of injuries you wonder about, is he breaking down? But, you know, he got hit in with a 96-mile-an-hour pitch that shattered his thumb. That's not breaking down. That just happened. So all of those guys are on my Rushmore. This Schwarber guy is a tremendous, tremendous offensive player and a tremendous leader in the clubhouse and a really quality human being. And Zach Wheeler, to watch him pitch every fifth night is something special. So that's a pretty big Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's about a 12-player Mount Rushmore.
You really outdone
me. You beat me out. I stretched the Mount Rushmore. You really have. You like Mount Rushmore cube.
I'm sorry. I put Jimmy, Chase, and Ryan because they won a championship.
Yeah.
They won a World Series. And Cole Hamels. Yeah. For me, winning a World Series carries a lot of juice here.
Yeah, so 1980 didn't what about that squad?
Nah.
I'm not that old.
Yeah. By the way, last thing, Jim, is Fritz going to throw strikes on Wednesday?
That's the big question.
Oh, come on.
If I'm the camera, I'm taking until I see a good one.
Yeah. By the way, DeCamera was going to do that anyway. The guy's arms could break if he swings that bat. So,
what's the deal if you walk him? Does that count, like, for him reaching base?
Yeah. Yes. Four times on base, it's a win for him. He won't get a hit, so it's probably going to be a walk.
Yeah.
And then three times the push and two times an under, I win.
Don't get cocky, Jack.
Yeah.
you hear it, don't you, Jim? You can hear it.
All right, Jim. Thank you so
appreciate
much for your
it,
time today, man.
All right, my pleasure. See you guys.
All right, there is Jim Salisbury, who clearly has a different impression of what Mount Rushmore is than what I do. I mean, that was unreal. That put Ike to shame.
It really did.
Yeah, and by the way, Jim was great. I mean, I thank him for coming on, but he was on like the 11th guy of Mount Rushmore. He got to Mount Rushmore in his first 4 seconds. It was Jimmy,
James, Ryan, and Cole.
Jay Roll. I was like, whoa, that's four. You haven't gotten to Schmitty yet.
He never got to Schmitty.
Yeah. By the way, Jack, he doesn't think you're going to throw strikes.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we threw, I was a little wild.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Yeah.
But the last time I threw, I wasn't wild.
All right. Yeah. 215-5. Oh, by the way, Twitter question. By the way, this has swung in a way that makes me think Ike like tried to influence it or something. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your Phillies Mount Rushmore? It was 55% yes, and now it's 50.6% no.
Yeah.
Was there an I quote tweet in there?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Right. You swung it. Okay. That's a pretty big swing. Doesn't happen that late in the show, is what I'm trying to say. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Jim Salisbury might be the best reporter in Philadelphia, man.
He's great. Yep.
Hey, man, you heard what he said about the Eagles quarterback.
You heard me grunting, hey, by the way.
Respect. Man, look.
It's like, hold on. It's like everybody has to get their Jalen take in.
Yep.
because the reporter's here.
They listen to the show. No, you're right.
He made sure he came on this show and said it, you know, because he knows where the nonsense comes from most of the time, you know.
But BG also had a similar sentiment. earlier this week.
Right. They listen. They hear it.
Yeah.
You know, best show in the nation, you know. But when it comes to Bryce Harper, man, like, what Bryce Harper has done for the Philadelphia Phillies, like, it can't be overlooked. I get it. Like, they haven't won a championship. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan. And I know earlier OG tried to do the comparison with him and Jalen. It's different because, like, the type of position playing a quarterback and then playing the game of baseball. But, like, I personally have Bryce Harper on my Mount Rushmore. I mean, obviously, I'm, like, a younger person. So, I mean, I was young when Mike Schmidt played. I mean, obviously, I have him on my Mount Rushmore. But just based off of, like, watching him play, I didn't see it. But what Bryce Harper has done for the Philadelphia Phillies, coming to Philadelphia – when we were terrible for, like, missed the playoffs 10, 11 years in a row. And I get it, the first two seasons wasn't great with him. And, you know, it didn't start off great. But what he's done since the World Series, and I get it, this season hasn't been the best. But, I mean, he's an older player. But what Bryce Harper does, what I am consistent about, is that he performs in the playoffs. Now, I get it, last year versus the Mets, everybody wants to bring up game two and all that. Like, I get all that. Everybody going to have down moments. Like, not everybody can't be great every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jalen had a down moment versus Tampa Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't be great. But we gotta give respect to what Bryce Harper has done for Philadelphia and what he's brought back to the Phillies. Like, we wasn't having, like, Red October and being excited for Phillies baseball, talking about it. We wasn't talking about the Phillies like that before Bryce Harper got here.
It was a decade before they were in the postseason. Yeah, it was like 10 years.
About them, and yeah. I get it. And look at it, like Kyle Schwarber is here because of Bryce Harper. Trey Turner here because of Bryce Harper. And everybody got their, you know, nicks and crannies that they want to pick with Trey Turner and Castellanos. I get all that. But these dudes is here because of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went to the NLCS. We went to the World Series. Like, and I get it. We taking steps back. We having a good season this year, and when I guarantee you, when we get to the postseason, he gonna show up. That's what he do.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Man, you're right.
All right, Corey. Appreciate your call, brother.
Good call, bro.
Jack, in the top five.
What do you think it's gonna be?
Is it gonna be Bryce Harper?
No, top five Bryce Harper moments. I've been waiting for it.
Trying to find some other ways to spin the whole moment thing. So I did my five favorite Harper home runs.
Oh, right.
I like that matters.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We
one
get
one's going to be number one.
Yeah. Stick around to find out.
Yeah.
Stick around to find out.
That's
pricey, baby. Pricey.
Also, later on, I did put together, I don't want to waste this. Maybe we'll do it at 5:30 or
something. Spent a lot of time on this.
Well, just the top 10 free agents in Philly sports history and all the bad ones, too. It'll be fun to talk about. So.
Your top 10 might be more interesting than my top five.
Well, from an interest, there's nothing interesting about that. Bryce thing will be fun to listen to.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We've heard those 1,000 times. They're always years.
I wish I was here for them.
I do. Awesome. It's the one thing I wish you were here for.
Yeah. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.